15. Exceptional nature spots. If, after so much asphalt, you feel like a break and a bit of greenery, a walk around the gardens of the Palacio de Cristal is a good option. Among aromatic and medicinal plants, rose gardens, and trees, it is another way to enjoy the views of the Douro River mouth. You can also visit the Parque da Cidade, the largest park in Portugal at 83 hectares. It is a highly recommended visit if you are traveling with children. They can carry out scientific experiments in the Pavilhão de Água, such as composing music, observing optical illusions, learning how a tornado is formed, how waves behave, and much more, all employing water. And then, facing the sea at the end of the park, you can enter the Porto Sea Life Aquarium, which participates in several marine species protection and conservation programs. The underwater tunnel allows you to feel enveloped by the sea, and behind the manta ray pool there is a secret tunnel that children love. Finally, there is nothing like contemplating the ocean to recharge your energy and absorb all the sensations your stay in Porto has left with you. To end our tour with the audio guide, we suggest spending a few hours on the shore of the Foz do Douro. Located in the western part of Porto, at the mouth of the Douro River at the Atlantic Ocean, you can walk along the promenade, enjoying the views and the sea air, under the surveillance of the forts that once protected the entrance to the city by water. See you later.